You should get some sleep, I offered.
I never sleep, she said.
I sat next to her and we stared out at the city that hummed and glittered like a computer chip deep in some unknowable machine, holding its secret like a poker hand. The edge of her white kimono flapped open in the wind and I could see her breast, low and full. Her beauty was like the edge of a very sharp knife. I rested my head on her leg. She smelled like violets. We are the wands, she said. We strive for beauty and balance, the sensual over the sentimental. The wands, I repeated. I wanted her to know I was listening. Our tarots suit the wands. She used to lay out the cards for me, explain the suits, wands and coins, cups and swords. But she'd stop reading them. She didn't want to know the future anymore. We received our coloring from Norsemen, she said. Hairy savages who hacked their gods to pieces and hung the flesh from trees. We are the ones who sacked Rome. Fear only feeble old age and death in bed. Don't forget who you are. I promise, I said. Down below us in the streets of Hollywood, sirens whined and sawed along my nerves.